Hello there, I'm Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast, where we take a closer look at nutrition trends and headlines, explain what the latest research means for you, and answer your dietary questions. And this week, we're going to talk about one of those headlines. Last week, New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof wrote an op-ed on the growing water crisis in the Southwest. And the situation there is certainly dire. You know, the adjustments that are now going to be required are going to be painful. And they might have been a little bit less painful if we, as a society, had been willing to acknowledge the problem and take action a little sooner. This current catastrophe has been a slow-motion train wreck that's been unfolding in plain sight for years. But that's generally how we roll when faced with pending environmental disaster. However, in his article and in the headline itself, Kristof unfairly singled out almonds, and by extension, almond farmers, as the villain in this story. The American West was built on cheap water, he writes, that is now running out from underpricing and overuse, just as climate change is amplifying droughts. But according to Kristof, the problem is not the irrigated golf courses and lawns and vast suburban developments that blanket the desert. The problem is farming, specifically almond farming. California produces a bounty of almonds, he writes, which gulp about 3.2 gallons of water for each almond. And that, of course, was the headline. He goes on to say, this water is so cheap that there's little attempt to conserve or develop technical innovations to use less water. Now, I really have to doubt whether Kristof spoke with any almond farmers before he penned this column, because I have spoken with almond farmers, and no one is more invested in a sustainable solution than almond growers themselves. If they can't, or they just can't afford to irrigate their almond groves, they go out of business. Consequently, they are working hard on programs to reduce water use, and they've made quite a bit of progress. Over the past 20 years, California almond growers have cut the amount of water they use by a third, largely by investing in more efficient irrigation systems, and they've pledged to cut water use by another 20% by the year 2025, which is coming right up. Kristof also suggests that the solution to the water problem is to stop growing almonds, and that the way to get farmers to stop growing almonds is to charge them more for water. Farmers would not irrigate almond orchards, he says, if they had to buy 3.2 gallons of water at market rates to produce each almond. For someone whose journalistic brand is largely built around compassion for the little guy, Kristof does not seem to have spared much of a thought for the 7,000 or so almond farmers, 90% of which are family-run farms, that he is blithely throwing under the bus here. Almond farmers and their families would not be the only ones to suffer either. Almonds use a lot of water, but they also pump an enormous amount of money into the local and regional economy. Water aside, the growing conditions in California are perfect for almonds. And almonds are also a very high-value crop. Farmers can earn far more per acre growing almonds than almost any other crop. Converting almond groves to lettuce or strawberry farms would use less water, but it would also take billions of dollars of revenue out of the system. Besides, according to data published by the Pacific Institute, more of California's precious water supply is used to grow alfalfa to feed cattle than to grow almonds. And a quart of cow's milk requires significantly more water to produce than a quart of almond milk. So why are almond farmers the ones in the crosshairs here? To the extent that it has been singled out, the almond industry, in a way, is a victim of its own success. Worldwide demand for almonds has skyrocketed in the last two decades, and that's in part due to sustained campaigns by industry groups to promote the health benefits of almonds. Commodity groups that support almond growers have spent millions of dollars funding research into almonds' effects on cholesterol, appetite, blood sugar, body weight, and more, all in an effort to convince consumers that almonds are a super healthy food, and it worked. Although our consumption of other nuts has stayed relatively steady, our intake of almonds has quadrupled over the last half century. And as the demand for almonds has grown, hundreds of thousands of acres of California farmland have been converted over to almond farming. But it's worth pointing out that all nuts are water-intensive crops. If we were growing walnuts or pistachios instead of almonds, we'd still be using about the same amount of water. So here's the bottom line. The reason that almonds use such a large share of California's water supply is that they make up such a large share of California's agricultural economy. But they also generate more revenue and more nutrition per gallon of water than most other crops. So with all due respect to Christoph, I don't think putting almond farmers out of business is the solution to the very real water crisis in the American West. This is Monica Reinagel, the Nutrition Diva. If you have a nutrition question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 443-961-6206. If your question is more on the subject of habits and behavior change, please check out my other podcast, The Change Academy, where we talk about how to convert our good intentions into sustainable, healthy habits. You'll find that wherever you listen. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, and it's supported by a fantastic team, which includes our director of podcasts, Adam Cecil, audio engineer, Nathan Sems, Davina Tomlin, who runs our marketing and publicity, Holly Hutchings is our digital operations specialist, and Morgan Christensen is our podcast operations and advertising specialist. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week.